Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us,
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
How about Chris Porter with us, FunnyBoneOmaha.com this weekend. You're recording your special in August, right? Your new album, I should say. Is it just audio or is it video?
No, it's full video.
Cool.
It's going to be both things, and all the senses.
You're doing it in Denver?
Yeah.
Why'd you pick that particular club?
It's actually at a theater.
Cool.
But I didn't.
Oh, okay.
They go, give us a list of cities that you'd want to do it at, and I gave it to them. And then,
you list your home city, Kansas City at all?
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
Do you want friends and family in that crowd, though? You don't want that.
It was pretty much friends and family for Ugly and Angry.
Well, I know it was, but that was early on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you must have picked Denver because they like you there, too.
Yeah, I picked cities that like I had a decent following in, like Dallas, San Francisco, Denver.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
And congratulations, that's gonna be fun. You nervous for it?
Yeah.
Because you know you do the show every night, but you know it's not nailed. It's not posterity. Oh, I can do it better tomorrow, and I can do it better the next show.
Absolutely.
This is the one that's gonna be on tape. Are you doing three different shows with the same shirt on?
Yeah.
Do two,
and then but it's also like this is forever.
Right.
And also, it's like. Ugly and Angry is kind of a big shadow, and I got to kind
of... Yeah, it was a great, it's a great album, it's a,
I'm very proud of it, but it's like so...
Well, it took you a long time to write the material, so when you...
Yeah.
It's like when bands do that. Once they record an album, you know, you have to write new stuff.
Well, and then this one, normally I get 18 months. I had to do this one in 10.
10.
Because we dropped Lost and Alone, which is one we did here.
Right.
And then that came out on Friday, and on that Monday they go, hey, they want you to do a new special. And they originally wanted me to do it in January.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have this talk with comedians all the time. Once they do a Netflix special, once they do an album, then it's time for a whole... You can't go back to any of that.
Well, you can do it on stage, you just can't do it on
and
a special.
Really, you got to kind of, like, I only do old jokes if someone asks for them.
Right.
Like, it's not like music where they're like, oh, they're playing
it. No, it's not music at all. No.
No, it's like, oh, he's telling this one again.
No, exactly.
It's like,
it's not music.
Me and my musician friends, I'm like, we have the exact opposite problem.
Exact opposite.
You play a new song, everyone goes and gets a beer.
Right.
I tell an old joke, people start looking at their phones.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Except for like the Taco Bell bit.
Yeah.
Where people are like, you have to do that bit.
Got it. Well, you have a classic. Well, that's
and
what
then you say it, and they just they stare at it.
Well, that's the thing about Bert. You know, Kreischer, the machine story. I mean, he still has to tell it. And he's so funny.
Well,
his machine story is not 5 minutes. It's forever.
13 minutes.
Thank you.
And last time I was here was he did the call in sick to work show.
Right, yeah.
And he went up on stage and goes, hey, do I have to do...
Right.
The machine joke.
Yeah.
And half the audience was like, you better do it.
Right.
That's why I called in sick to work.
Yeah, because they want to see it live.
I didn't go see Tommy Two Tone, not here 8675309, dude.
No, that's a good reference. If I ever see Tommy Two Tone, he better freaking do that.
Yeah, because I just sat through 9 songs I don't remember. And then they did a Beatles cover. Can we just get through it?
Here's another advantage you don't have over the musicians, because they can finish up their set and then they walk off and the crowd hangs around knowing an encore is coming and they're cheering. See, this would chew up minutes for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you'd come back, you'd tell another joke, and then you'd walk off the stage again and they still haven't had enough.
Yeah.
And they're cheering, but the comedians don't get that.
That never happens with comics.
Once you say, thank you, good night,
they're like,
everybody clears out of the showroom.
That's on.
I've had a lot of fun. I need to go home.
Yeah. All right.
All cool. right. We just got word from Salina that they have changed the name of that place to the Shady Lady.
Which, oh, okay.
Which is no probably longer appropriate. Wild, Wild West.
Which is that a chain of terrible strip clubs?
No, I don't think it is.
There's one in Kansas City
called the Shady Lady.
The Shady Lady.
Maybe yeah.
They might have bought it.
Yep.
They might have
bought it. I think it's just like if
a Kansas
if you
chain.
Have a terrible strip club, we'll buy it.
I just want to know if they maintained the $3 cover charge.
Is that what that sign always said?
No, there, that was on the listing online.
Oh. Got it.
$3 cover charge.
Now we got to drive down there sometime and stop in. Say hi.
When you say gotta.
We got. Well, the next time. Okay, you're right. Honey, what are you guys going to do this weekend? Me and the guys are going to drive down to the Shady Lady. Just say hi. We've been plugging them on the radio a while.
What is that, like a gardening place? Well, kind of.
Yeah, it's in Salina.
Kind of. You're going to need a rake.
Your youth baseball travels don't take you to Salina ever?
No. My wife had to drive to Oklahoma City, so she went right past Salina. So she might know where it's at.
She might stop in. Yeah, well, I'm sure she saw it. It's hard to miss the sign.
Yes, it is. But now it's a Shady Lady. Okay, we haven't been down that way for a while. Mr. Evans, Chris Porter, FunnyBonomaha.com with us. Al, also coming in tomorrow morning.
You're familiar with Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, the quarterback of the
49ers.
Right? 49ers now, yeah.
Yeah. He TMZ says that he went out on a dinner date Wednesday night with one of the biggest porn stars in the world.
Well, he's a good-looking dude, yeah. So we can find out. He's a good-looking dude. He's also a quarterback. Who's a big-looking?
Some of us would call that a supper date.
Who's a porn star?
Kiara Mia.
No.
I guess she's a pig, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She's obviously exotic, right? She Hawaiian?
She starred in a Keeping Up with the Kardashians porn spoof back in 2015.
Oh, I can see that.
Well, why wouldn't you go out with a porn star if you could?
She was
why
on
do you need
the
a spoof? They've already all done their own tapes.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
She was on Cougars Gone Wild 2, Bra Busters 4. She's been nominated for a bunch of AVN awards, according to TMZ, including MILF Performer of the Year in 2015.
MILF, she's probably 30.
41.
Is she?
She's 41.
Oh, and Garoppolo ain't near that age.
He's like 26.
26.
And she's a bra buster.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's a boob man.
No doubt about it.
Garoppolo sounds like an Italian word for sexual assault. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of does.
The Garoppolo.
She's 41. Man. So he's got that's a true MILF.
That is.
And she's actually 41, because a lot of times in porn, MILFs are like 30. Which is
yeah,
stupid.
That is. That does kind of turn you off.
Yeah.
Where you're like, all right, MILF. And then you're like, wait a minute. She's way younger than me.
Well, they go with the technical mother.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a mother at 26.
That's not what I'm thinking.
You can be a mother at 15.
Yeah.
I think the MILF should be at least late 30s and then all the way back, all the way up.
Yeah, if you want a thumbs up for me, they better be.
Yeah.
And who isn't looking for it? Who isn't looking for that?
Dude, it's
the Chris Porter thumbs up.
Right,
the old golden thumb. That's what they call me.
That's
that
you
what
porn?
They call you? I didn't know they called you that.
That's you porn, right?
It's Red Tube.
Yeah, Red Tube,
it's
okay.
Thumbs up. Okay.
So Kiara Mia is easy to find on the interwebs.
You said the first part. Easy
right,
to.
I already watched a couple minutes, Kiara Mia.
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm not saying that they, because obviously they get paid to have sex, porn stars, and good for them. But the fact is, they can say no on dates. So can you imagine taking a girl out who digs you
for supper,
and she says no to sex, and she goes, I got to work tomorrow, so I'm not going to have, just says no to sex.
I was at a concert.
Think about that.
And there was a porn star there, and I was friends with the band, so we're all hanging out, and she was, I knew she was a porn star, but I knew she didn't know I knew that.
Right.
And so she just kept going, I can't drink tonight. I got to work tomorrow. Yeah, I'm like, so what do you do? And she was like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
And you knew it. You wouldn't tell
her? She was like, I can't be all puffy. I'm like, why? She's like, well, when the whole internet's going to see you. And I was like, yeah. And then, so then at the end of the night, we kind of hit it off. We were having a good time. Also, I wasn't making an effort.
To have sex with her.
Yeah. Which is almost like foolproof.
Yes.
Like, if you try not to have sex with a girl, and you're just hanging out, she'll try to bang you.
Especially she's a porn
six
star.
Out of 10 times.
Right.
And so, it was the...
Time.
I did the... 6 out of 10 times works every time. After I did, a late show. It was called The Dirty at 12:30. Mm-hmm. So we get out of there at, 2:30, and she was like, so you want to hang out? And I was like,
yeah.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she wasn't. She was one of the porn stars that, like,
looked
when I
better
saw
on camera.
When I saw her on camera, I was like, yeah, but not on.
Yeah,
regular. She was just attractive.
Yeah.
But I think, I just started seriously dating the ex.
Got it, right, yeah.
And I was like, no. If you would have been here last week, probably.
Yeah.
But literally, like, no, we just kind
of
did the whole commitment ceremony.
You remember her name?
I don't.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
I remember. Oh, I do remember it.
You want to say it out loud or you want to tell us off here?
I think it was.
Because we can Google it right away and see if you wanted to bang.
There's three
that.
Guys with a set Hayes, of hands.
I think it was what?
Allie what?
Allie Hayes.
Allie Hayes.
Oh. I remember when she said, I was like, you smoked the reefer. Because that's what
she
Hayes
smokes
means.
More than that.
Yeah.
Tyler's got a good point about taking a porn star out for supper.
She better have sex with you.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have to.
She doesn't have to. It's still just a date.
You could get naked and she could say,
that's
you know,
her job,
listen,
though.
I'm going to get pummeled by a bunch of those tomorrow, so can we just hold off?
And that's
like
true.
You went out with a doctor, and like afterwards you're like, can you check something out for me?
Right.
Like, it's the same vibe, I would think.
What'd she look like, puss?
A porn star.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's definitely down the middle of the porn star.
That's her?
Yeah, that's her.
She's very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they all are attractive.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, they
no
are.
They're not.
Well, no, they might be a little worn out in person, some of them, but they're all going to be attractive. Your average. Okay, is that her?
No,
H-A-Z-E. H-A-Z-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found her Twitter page.
He's looking right now.
Well,
Porter
is
she. All right.
Is that her?
Maybe that isn't her. I don't remember.
Maybe
I'm going to be real honest with you.
Yeah, I don't remember. Okay.
I remember there was... I don't remember.
Whatever. Maybe it's just another porn star you like.
Yeah.
Maybe. How can you not remember all the details of a chick that you didn't hang out with that long
and
didn't bang?
Yeah.
I'm sure
and you were drinking.
Video of the Craig show, he didn't get that point of view.
Yeah. Well, the first video I saw, I'm guessing he didn't get that point of view either.
No, that would have been a different story. But also, it's like...
Are you Allie Hayes or the Cuckold Club?
But also, it's like, man, when she's a professional banger.
Right.
And you still can qualify for the Olympics.
Right, yeah.
Like, you're a little intimidated.
I guess
especially
would be.
At 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, if we would have done this at midnight, I could have done it.
Yeah, you're tired. Yeah. I understand that. I see where you're thinking. I see where you're coming from.
I'm 39 now.
I believe all that. And it makes sense, too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, see me at like noon when I wake up.
Yeah. The second time,
that's right. After my second nap. Don't meet me at home at 10:30. Come there about 12:30, and I'll be ready to go. Give me a half hour to wake up, though. You know.
Horrible story.
Uh-oh.
71-year-old Alan Abrahamson started taking early morning walks. He wanted to get rid of the weight that he... got on a cruise. So he goes out for a walk. The camera on his gated community sees this.
Oh, no.
At 6:30 in the a.m., the camera of the country club community picked up the sound of a gunshot. Mr. Abrahamson was dead. They figured it was murder. But they couldn't find any indication of a struggle. No weapon, no shell casing. The Palm Beach Post reports that there was just one unusual clue at the scene, a very thin line of blood that ran from the wound in his heart to his shoulder. But then police looked at his email. They found other stuff. They found that he'd purchased two weather balloons. And no one they talked to thought he had any interest in weather balloons or aerial photography or anything like that. He'd emailed the seller of the weather balloons several times asking about things like burst altitude. His Google Maps history revealed a visit to an industrial supply store where police learned that he'd bought a 40 cubic foot helium tank. And, well, it turns out that police finally got what they described as a far-fetched but plausible theory. That Mr. Abrahamson had attached a gun to one of the weather balloons, ran a string from the trigger to his finger, shot himself with the balloon carrying away the weapon, and then the string dragging that line of blood across his sweatshirt.
So he wanted to kill himself and get insurance money.
And wanted it to look like murder.
Man, that's crazy. Because you're right, he probably wanted his family to benefit from his death, and so a lot of suicide policies don't do that.
Yeah.
No, they don't do it at all. It's not called a suicide policy at
all. No,
that'd be cool.
You can't kill yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to take out a suicide policy.
Yeah, but not a year. He probably just signed this thing, Todd.
Like, I'm eligible now.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you can kill yourself now?
I can.
Oh, that's pretty
after
great.
A certain number of years.
But this obviously that's obviously freedom. Why the guy did it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But that's still wild.
So where'd they find the balloon and the gun?
They haven't.
That's just their theory now.
Yeah.
Oh, because they looked up all the stuff at the internet.
All the other stuff.
Well, it sounds legitimate then.
Yeah. Yeah, they put everything together, and that's the only, reason for the line of blood is that whole thing. And so that's what they finally figured out. They determined the balloon could have carried the gun north of the Bahamas and into the Atlantic.
What if he pulls the string and the gun wings him and then just flies away?
Well, he's alive. No one knows the story.
He's live there.
Somebody shot me. Yeah. Who shot you? I don't know.
God shot me.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
See, but that's probably enough evidence. Well, that's probably enough. Not for the cops, that's not enough evidence.
Insurance will turn that down.
But the insurance can sue. We'll
turn that down.
Yeah, it looks kind of fishy to me.
Another weather balloon suicide.
Yeah.
Dime a dozen.
That's a great band name. Weather Balloon Suicide.
Weather Balloon Suicide.
That's a great band name.
Apparently it's happened more than once.
Really, that way?
Yeah.
Well, now people look into it.
Yeah.
That sounded pretty original to me.
All right.
A balloon banging, they call it.
Yeah.
The old balloon bye-bye.
Man. I still understand how it makes you, how do you make sure it kills you?
Yeah.
You pull it and then if you die, you let go of the hand and it's just going to fly up.
I imagine so.
You just pull the trigger yourself. Even then, you can't have your fingerprints on it. Give your fingerprints on it, they find it.
Right. Well, yeah, one time you get lucky.
How do you dial it in so it aims properly?
Well, you may have to shoot it yourself.
I think you just shoot yourself, and then you would just fall, and hopefully your fingers let loose or you're just laying there dead, holding onto a balloon.
Okay, so you're
your fingers clasp it, you just lay there.
So now people think you died fighting for your balloon.
So the gun isn't mounted with the balloon. You have the gun in your hand. You just let it go.
Well, if you shoot yourself, you're going to fall, and the gun's just going to take off with the balloon.
No, but it said in the story he had something rigged up to the trigger, like a string.
Yeah, he did. How do you know it's really going to get you without not wing you?
Because he couldn't have been holding the gun and pulled the trigger.
I'm not sure how
you can just hold it happened. You can just hold it like this and let the balloon pull the trigger.
You can.
Yeah.
Just
hold the stock.
Right.
And then let the balloon go.
But
we're gonna
let's try it. Who wants to be the guy?
Yeah.
We're gonna need some more details here if we want to get the job done right.
Who's having a tough week? All right.
Out of Lafayette, Indiana, 56-year-old.
And that flies in the face of you gotta shoot yourself under the chin.
Oh yeah,
because you couldn't pull that off with the weather balloon. No.
But I heard you don't do it that way. Not that I've visited a lot
we've
of
heard
forums.
Otherwise. We've heard but, from we watch Brockmeyer.
Yeah.
But if you point it the wrong way, you just blow off half your face.
Yeah, I would think it would still be in your mouth, right in your mouth. Like
you
that horse.
Say that.
Like that horse.
That way you don't flinch.
Right.
Because you're right. If you put it under your chin,
you could flinch that.
You could flinch and just blow off half your face.
Yeah. Right.
If you put it to your temple, you could flinch and you just blow your scalp off. Right.
If you've shot yourself in the head, if you could call in, just let us know.
We might get
that
call.
Oh, no, don't do that. Never mind. Yeah.
I tried that hard.
Don't do the mouth. Don't point.
I wish I would have done the mouth.
Angle is key. Apparently, I pull left.
The chin tube is not foolproof.
Well, that's all we need is a guy to say that, and that's enough for me not to do it. I hear the guy talking like that. You're right. I'm going to sound like that the rest of my life. I won't have a job,
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be unique. But I don't think the audience would put up with it for a while.
No.
You know what? I think you just have to move to Alabama or something where they talk like that anyway.
I heard time, man.
Just say Roll Tide once in a while.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Is he saying rawhide?
Rawhide. Chris Porter, funnybonomaha.com.
You have that guy do the NASCAR report or something.
I like Kevin Harvick's chances.
All right.
Man, if you didn't hear the first part of this, we sound terrible.
Yes. And if you heard the first part, we still sound terrible. Chris Porter, funnybonomaha.com to see Chris's all across the country. It is comedychrisporter.com.
Chris Porter Comedy.
I'm sorry, that's right. And you tweet at I am Chris Porter. He'll be back tomorrow. Love you, buddy. Thanks Love again. You. And we'll be back tomorrow, too. The whole gang. We tweet at TNT Radio Empire. Podcast available, Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Have a good one.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2018, Scripps Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.